I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time, and we are joined by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. If you're not familiar with the site, I really don't understand what you're waiting for. I mean, Tom's here every week giving us great stuff. If you want to learn more about the ETF business, what's happening, it's where you should be going, ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the IQ 50% Hedged FTSE International ETF, ticker HFXI.
HFXI. Again, this is a bit of a mouthful. It's the IQ 50% Hedged FTSE International ETF, HFXI. We got a couple of things in here. 50% hedged. That's interesting because, you know, half, and of course, international right now. This is developed markets, not emerging markets. Interesting pick. Let's cover some of those things. Why international and why 50% hedged?
Chuck, it is a mouthful. And with that, as you point out, there are some very unique characteristics. First of all, a lot of news has been around the dollar, strong dollar, and then it may just get stronger as the Fed is poised to hike interest rates. At the same time, we're seeing foreign currencies decline in value as Japan and European Union is very much into quantitative easing. So both those are kind of working against each other, makes a strong dollar, weaker euro, weaker yen. And what that does is it affects those of us who are investing overseas. So although over time, you hope that these developed markets are going to appreciate in value. But if their currencies within those countries are devaluating, you don't get the full benefit. So what the folks here have done at Index IQ have said, listen, let's take the currency quotient out of the picture, not by going 100% of the currency of record within those countries, but more or less by hedging, you can take that risk out. Now, as you know, currencies don't go straight up and don't go straight down over time. They're volatile. But I think for most investors today who are instituting an asset allocation program, they have, whether it be mutual funds or ETFs, that are allocated overseas. By putting a program in that removes currency risk altogether, and this is what we're talking about here, you're getting more of a pure play on the underlying stocks without being susceptible to volatility within the currency of those countries.
This is a very new fund. So there's no 200-day moving average on this. It hasn't been around for even a calendar quarter yet. It is also a very small fund, currently about $25 million in assets. That's just at the spot where an ETF is becoming investable. It's kind of like we'd almost rather wait for them to have $50 million. So why this fund out of the box, and what is this fund going to replace in a portfolio? Because it's obviously going to take some of your international money, but is it really going to be like just take your broad, unhedged international fund and use this for what percentage of the money?
Yeah, I think, Chuck, part of this is we brought it up for a discussion. This is a new strategy. There are a lot of currency hedge products that are out there, but nothing that really does a 50% hedged allocation to basically go currency neutral. And that's really what the strategy is here. Is it right for everybody right now? Are we concerned about it being $25 million in size? Not really, because if you look at the underlying holdings, it's really the largest stocks within those developed countries pertaining to the FTSE index. So there's surely liquidity underneath, and we wouldn't really see that there would be a big spread in the bid and the ask here in the CTF. But it's a good point. Make sure, as always, you understand the spread. Hopefully the spread is tight, and always put in a limit order as opposed to a market order, especially when you're trading international ETFs. I think more importantly, we're using this as an example. As investors are moving forward, looking into 2016 and probably higher dollar, continued depreciation in foreign currencies, this might be something to think about, especially as more assets come to the CTF. What portion of your portfolio? I think you look at your overall allocation overseas, especially in developed markets. And if you're fine going unhedged, that's one thing. But I think more importantly, currencies are an asset class, and you need to be able to take some type of stand one way or another. So for somebody who has 20% of their equity position overseas, you might take 25% of that and consider something like this. But I think more importantly, it was a discussion point for us. As always, we've got some great new and exciting strategies, and you and I just love educating people about those opportunities.
Yeah, we do. And this is a new and exciting strategy. That's why I wanted to ask about the fund being new, because sometimes it's buy this right now. That's what the trend says. In this case, it might be take a dip on it, but it might also be put it on your watch list for that next time you're looking for that kind of international expansion.
Absolutely. And more importantly, if you haven't considered currency risk, be sure you take a look at it.
There you go. It's the Index IQ 50% hedged FTSE International ETF, HFXI. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, go to ETFTrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. While you're doing that, follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, we've gotten off to a rocking start on the Thursday edition of Money Life, but that just means we're picking up steam. Up next, it's our big interview. So settle back, relax, and don't you dare touch that dial. We're living the money life. We'll be back with more in just a moment.